Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I have your first and last name, please?
It's Judy Miller.
Thank you. All right, I'm locating this account for you. I have the address 3756 South Carlisle Place, Park Place. There you go.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you. I've located this account. Let me see what I'm... This is for a keto balance and the cleanse. These are dietary products. And
I guess, but they're $90 a piece. I would never even buy them for that.
Okay. All right, so I'll tell you what I see here. It looks like you were on a risk-free 7-day trial, and that trial started on the 15th of, or the 14th of February. Now, at the end of
this started on the 14th of February? I just
yes.
got these.
Yes, ma'am. You paid $6.95 and $6.95 for the shipping and handling. At
yeah.
the end of that trial, if it's not canceled, it will bill for the full retail, which is $94.90 for the keto, $94.90 for the cleanse.
No. I just got these 2 days ago.
Yes, ma'am. I see that. Mm-hmm. I'll be able to help you here. So we'll have the previous agent canceled the account, and that'll prevent any future charges. Now, these are valid charges due to those terms and conditions that were agreed to and placed in the order. I can offer you a 35% refund to each charge, and you should see those funds back in.
No.
Okay.
I didn't get these till 2 days ago, and I opened them and I said, "What are these?"
Oh, you didn't place the order to begin with, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go over some of the account details. For the email address, I have JMILL.
Yeah, all of it is correct. All of it is correct.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not willing to pay $60-something dollars for these.
Okay. All right. So I'm trying to determine if there was an order placed for them, there was a need for them, or if this was done fraudulently. Either way, I'll be able to help you. But did you place the order to begin with? Maybe not fully understanding the terms, but did you?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I wouldn't pay. I
okay.
wouldn't have got anything that cost $90 each.
Right.
I would not do that.
Okay. All right. I was trying to see which way to help you here. Now, it sounds like there was definitely an oversight of the terms and conditions. I can apply 50% refund to those charges. You'll see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. Would you like me to go ahead and get that in place for you?
No. I don't know how you guys do things. I mean, I don't remember seeing anything that said it was a 7-day trial and then, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can refer you back to the customer website for if you need that information to look over those terms
okay,
and conditions.
Okay, you go ahead, but I'm going to have my attorney contact you as well. Okay?
Right, one second. Let me see what I'm able to do for you. Would you like that information, the customer website?
The what?
Do you need the customer website information to look
over
this? Okay.
I don't know where you guys mailed these. I don't know. I'm just saying it hasn't been 7 days since I received them.
Right. And it's 7 days from the date you placed the order. And that's explained
well, that's
in those
ridiculous,
terms.
Especially with the mail the way it is.
Yes, ma'am. All
you
right,
guys are automatically charging people because I know when I send a payment through my bank, they said allow 5 to 6 days for a letter, for a check.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to apply 75% refund, excuse me, refund to those last two charges. You should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, but I
All
will never
right.
be ordering anything from your site again. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yes,
I
ma'am. Now,
think you should give it all back to me. I had to pay for shipping.
All right.
I don't even
Yeah.
want them.
All right. Well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding here. I'll go ahead and issue that full refund. And again, you should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. Were you issued a cancellation number by the previous agent? Did you?
I think I'm not sure if she had done it yet or not.
Okay, I have that number if you need it.
Okay.
All right, the cancellation number is C, as in cancel, 662-6216-65.
Okay. And will you send that in an email as well?
All right, I'll get that sent over. Let's verify the email address again, J Miller, SLC 1115 at gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, you should receive that email within the next 24 to 48 hours, confirming the cancellation and the full refund.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.